go to our Western Cape MEC for Human Settlements, who I know is on a very tight schedule. Tertia Simmers, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Housing, really the core issue of the shutdown protests this morning. A Gatfall Capetonian saying they're tired of waiting. They don't believe government does have the capacity to address their housing crisis. They've identified a vacant piece of land alongside the railway line where they say, give us the land, we'll build our own houses. Let's talk about where that land is located and who actually owns it, Tertius. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Pepe, and good morning to your listeners. No, Pepe, firstly, we need to remember that not all the property within the metropole area belongs either to the city or to the Western Cape government. It actually belongs to national government. And the piece of land that is being referred to, I do believe, does not belong to either one of the two local spheres, the provincial and local government here, but rather to the national government. And you cannot just, you know, give people the right to actually, you know, take ownership of land and erect structures on a piece of land that does not legally belong to you, because this is a state which is governed by law and rules and regulations, and one needs to respect that.
Absolutely. Now, they're asking, though, they're saying they're seeing land that is not apparently being used for anything else. There's a desperate need for housing. There's a huge backlog. Have you had engagement with them to say to them, we can't help you because we don't own the land? You need to direct that request to the people who do?
Pepe, I'm actually quite stunned that, you know, the specific areas which the bulk core of the protesters come from. I'm scheduled to have a meeting actually next weekend where there is a piece of land which actually does belong to the provincial government. We call it Project the Greater Retreat Housing Program, where I am going to inform, you know, beneficiaries and the broader community about this project, because it's going to yield just over 5,000 housing opportunities. Then we've got two other catalytic projects on the other side of the metropole area, which is the Peniel area in Itemba, which jointly is a further close to 11,000 housing opportunities which we will create. And, you know, we will start physically seeing movement on all three sites within the next 7 to 8 months. And, you know, that is why I want to engage the broader community. And secondly, you know, I'm also aware that backyard dwellers, which is the main driver of today's protests, I will obviously notice that within the last 3.5 weeks, I've actually done an executive directive to all municipalities, including the city of Cape Town, where we have formally prioritized backyard dwellers as the fifth leg of those that need to be prioritized once these housing opportunities, you know, come available and we start working from the beneficiary list. But there's one crucial factor, and we have noted that some of these individuals that are backyard dwellers, that participate in protests and so forth, are not even on the waiting list. And that is why over the last 3 weeks, I've also emphasized the massive need for people to ensure that if you have applied 10, 12 years ago, that your contact details are still the same, because we have had instances where we tried to contact beneficiaries which were supposed to move into Forest Village, but their numbers don't exist anymore. And if you are not on the waiting list, if you are a backyard dweller and you're not on the waiting list, kindly ensure that you are and get yourself on the waiting list, which is why from the provincial government, to show our commitment to accelerate the delivery of housing opportunities, you know, we will be having what we will call a targeted beneficiary verification and registration weekends over the month of October to November. This will be communicated effectively utilizing all media platforms to ensure that everybody is on the waiting list and that your details are correct, so that once an opportunity does come for you, that we can contact you to ensure that you actually get your housing opportunity or that you get your piece of service site. Because not everybody actually wants a free BNG unit. They say, Minister, just give us a site that is serviced and we will look after ourselves after that. And that is what we are working on, because I have committed myself to accelerate within the next 5 years the delivery of housing opportunities that are more specific to the prioritized criteria which have been communicated to all municipalities across this province.
Okay. Tertius, you mentioned those three new pending projects where you expect to see development start within 7 to 8 months. That was, by my count, 16,000 new homes coming online. How long is the waiting list?
The current waiting list of the entire Western Cape, and, you know, this fluctuates dependent on which day you look at it, because people move in and new people get added to the list. The last list I saw was just over 600,000, within the Western Cape. And I need to emphasize that, you know, over the last 10 years, we've created just over 214,000 housing opportunities, which is, if you look at other provinces, we have actually exceeded every national target set for us. So one needs to look at this in a bigger picture, that as we create opportunities, the list will continually grow. So I have actually asked my department that we start looking at innovative ways to accelerate housing delivery so that we can accomplish our personal target as a province, which is 105,500 for this 5-year term, which I am the minister of this portfolio.
Right. Final question then for you is, I mean, this protest, I understand, has caught you somewhat by surprise. You didn't have much engagement with the movement behind it leading up to it. You've mentioned a meeting with them next week on the Greater Retreat Housing Project. Is anyone going to attempt to engage with them directly during the course of today?
Ma'am, obviously, as we monitor the protest action, I will attempt to visit some of the road closures to engage them. But like I said, these communities are well aware there is a meeting next weekend where I'm going to literally spend 4 hours engaging them, showing them how these projects are going to look. Because one of the things that I have picked up is that these individuals that lead these marches either tend to have insufficient information to their disposal to actually understand what's busy happening, or they have no information. The intentions sometimes are correct, but one needs to empower oneself with the correct information and understand where the provincial government is heading before you just call people to action. And there seems to be a racial undertone to this as well, I've picked up since yesterday. And one needs to understand that the need for housing crosses all color spectrums, and this provincial government is committed to integrating communities by delivering housing opportunities for everybody within the realms of our guidelines. But it starts with personal responsibility to ensuring that I am on the waiting list and that my contact details are correct, so once I get that opportunity, I can be contactable.
Tertius Simmers, our Provincial MEC for Human Settlements, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'll repeat the call. If you would like to share with us how you are being impacted by the shutdown protests this morning, you can leave a voice note on 0725671567 or give us a call on 021-446-0567.